朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Many years I've learned to not to be limited by this body and allow the Lord to be free.
礼拜五聚完会的时候，在那边谈话，碰到一位在日本教会服侍青少年的一位妈妈。
Friday night after the meeting, we met a mom who's been serving the young people in Japan.
她一直夸奖我们中间的年轻孩子们。
She keeps on praising the kids in our midst.
她说你们的孩子怎么教得这么有礼貌，居然会问说阿姨你好吗？
It's amazing that your young people would ask me, Auntie, how are you doing?
她说他们教会的年轻孩子几乎都不会有这种礼貌了。
So the young people at the church don't have this kind of culture anymore.
所以我们非常感谢主哈。
So we want to thank the Lord.
昨天晚上聚会的时候，我也很感动的一件事。
And last night in our meeting, I was also very touched by one particular thing.
赵佳音因为我们预备了一个很有意义的一个 program.
And Ying and Francis prepared a very meaningful program for us.
他要每一个父母亲在准备那个两块钱的小红包里面，一定要放一节经文。或是为孩子祝福的话。
Says that those red envelopes that they would give to their kids for Chinese New Year's, besides the $2 that would be in the envelope, there would be some phrase and words of encouragement.
特别对孩子们强调，神非常重视父母亲对孩子的祝福。
And particularly focus on the fact that God cares very much about the blessing of parents toward their children.
所以我就看见每一个父亲代表家人为了孩子祝福，然后跟孩子拥抱，我其实很感动。
And I see every father represents a family when he prays their child and bless their child. I was actually very moved.
每一个镜头我都很感动的，尤其有一个镜头正好发生在我旁边。
And every scene I was very touched, but particularly this one scene was being displayed right next to me.
我想我们中间有一弟兄，我不晓得今天有没有来哈，那个Daniel Dan 弟兄，
抱歉了你。
他坐在我的旁边，我看他抬起头来抱着他孩子的时候，我心里面非常的感动。
He was sitting right next to me. He got up and hugged his son, and I was very touched.
我一直以为我们的弟兄只是眼睛不太好，我昨天才知道他是全瞎。
And I thought his eyes were just not very good, but.I discovered yesterday he was actually completely blind.
他从六岁开始生病以后就全瞎了。
From the age of six, ever since he's been ill, he's lost his sight.
然后他一个人单身的来到美国来读大学。
He came to the States by himself to pursue an education here.
然后他自己这个一路上过着试着努力的去过正常人的生活。
And he did his very best to live just like a normal person.
我跟他谈话的时候非常的惊讶，他居然去滑雪。
And I was actually quite amazed. He actually gone skiing before.
他居然知道怎么样滑 sailboard.
And he actually did sailing as well.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我真的非常的佩服他。
I really admired him quite a bit.
他现在一样的上班，一样跟我们回 email.
He continues to work. He continues to email all of us.
礼拜二祷告会，你常常会看见他来参加祷告会。
Tuesday night, we'll see him here.
礼拜五会来聚会，礼拜天聚会，礼拜天上 CTC 还发问题，我非常的感动。
Friday night, Sunday morning, CTC classes, he would even ask questions. I'm very touched by our brother.
当他昨天抱他儿子，跟为儿子祝福完抱儿子的时候
，And after he blessed his son yesterday and embraced his son.
他像正常人一样仰着脸这样子，虽然看不到他心爱的儿子，可是他仰起脸来抱他。
Like everyone else, he would lift up his face towards his son and embrace his son.
我心里面非常的感动。
And I was very touched.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间有很好的孩子，我们中间有太好的父母。
Brothers and sisters, if we have good kids, it's because they are wonderful parents.
这是神家。
And this is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在马太福音24章说，只因为不法的事情增多。 人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
And in Matthew chapter 24, it says, because the increase of lawlessness, the darkness of a darkness is set upon the hearts of men.
这个世界越来越来越来越没有爱。
And this world is diminishing in love very rapidly.
啊，天天看报纸的人已经不敢对别人这个行好事、行善事了，因为可能被骗。
People who are reading the newspaper every day are less inclined to do good things for strangers because we worry that we may be deceived.
我不久前才看到有一个人，他说。他到这个银行去要提钱的时候，旁边有一个老先生说：“我不认识字，请你帮我用这个现金卡提款。”
And there was a person who went to the ATM and he met an elderly gentleman who says, "I don't know how to read. Can you please help me withdraw some money?"
当他做了这件事情以后，后来就被告了，因为所有的录影机都有录影谁在弄现金提款。
And after he helped this elderly gentleman, he was actually prosecuted because the video was recording us who was actually taking out the cash.
就是说，有人可能拿偷来的现金卡请你帮他提款，有人可能他的卡叫你帮他提，他就告你偷他的东西。
And perhaps he stole the car and asked you to help him out, and you're actually the thief.
而且弟兄姊妹，这个世界的爱越来越少。
And we discovered that the love of this world is diminishing.
但是我们感谢神，当全地黑暗的时候，以色列的家中仍旧有光。
But we thank God that although the world is covered in darkness, in the house of Israel there is still light.
我们何等希望，当这个世界家庭越来越被破坏，父母跟孩子之间关系越来越遥远的时候，在我们中间却不是这样。
We pray that as this world, the families are being destroyed and.The relationship between parents and children are being separated and being severed. That in the house of God it would not be the same.
在这里，孩子们孝顺父母，顺服父母。
That the children here would honor their parents and love their parents.
在这里，父母亲真正的爱孩子，照着主的教训和警戒来养育我们的孩子。
That the parents would truly love their kids and teach them and bring them up according to the words of God.
我真要说，能够服侍在座的弟兄姊妹是我的福气，是我家的福气，是我们感恩的事情。
And I want to say that our ability to serve our brothers and sisters here, it is our blessing and it's something that we are thankful for.
我真的希望我们越来越好。
And I pray that we would get better and better.
虽然现在我大概知道有一半的孩子可能会跟我们打招呼，还有另外一半加油。
There's probably half of you who actually would by yourselves say hello, but the other half probably still not quite motivated, but.Be motivated.
我不知道礼拜五晚上是哪几个人跟那个妈妈打了招呼，谢谢你们。
I don't know which one of you said hello to our guests on this past Friday. But,
你们
if it was you, I want to thank you.
你们的见证激励了她，你们的见证让我得到安慰。
Your testimony has encouraged her. Your testimony have comforted me.
今天我们继续要讲跟随耶稣的脚踪。
So we want to continue a topic of following in the footsteps of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们曾经讲过，没有一个跟随耶稣的人他不蒙福的。
And we said before that not a person who follows Jesus will not be blessed.
没有一个跟随耶稣的人他的生命不被改变的。
There is no one that who follows Jesus, his life will not be changed.
没有一个真正跟随耶稣的人，他的价值、他的功用不被提升的。
No one who follows Jesus, that his self-worth and his value will not increase.
虽然好像跟随耶稣的确是有代价。
And yes, in following Jesus, there is a price to be paid.
但是弟兄姊妹不跟随耶稣，代价更大。
But brothers and sisters, if you do not follow Jesus, a greater price you will pay.
跟随耶稣好像是要付出
and, following Jesus seems like we have to offer something.
但是跟随耶稣得着的远远超过我们所付出的
But what you gain in following Jesus surpass what you will offer.
跟随耶稣是会流泪
and following Jesus, yes, you will shed tears.
但是跟随耶稣那说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐却是我们经常的生活
But the unspeakable joy, the glorious joy should be in the realms of our life.
我们前面几堂已经讲了从耶稣的榜样来学习跟随耶稣
In the last few messages, we talked about the examples that Jesus has lived out for us and we follow him in that way.
那从今天开始我连续在讲三个从耶稣所讲的比喻里面我们来看怎么样子效法基督
In the next few messages, I want to come and look at the parables that the Lord spoke of and how do we follow him accordingly.
今天我们第一个要讲的比喻呢是好撒玛利亚人的比喻
And the very first parable that we're going to talk about today is the Good Samaritan.
这是我们非常熟的一个比喻
I think we're all very familiar with this parable.
但是却是一个非常重要而且要常常被提醒的一个比喻
But it's a very important and a parable that we need to often be reminded of.
我们一起来读一下这段圣经
Let's come and read this portion of scriptures together.
路加福音第十章
Luke chapter 10
从二十五节一直读到三十七节
Verse 35 to 37
中文圣经在二十五节开头的时候漏翻了一个字 Behold 就是看哪
There's the Chinese version, they skip out translation, the word behold.
底下底下这个故事是一个非常非常值得我们注意的一个故事。
So therefore the story is is worthy of us paying attention to.
我们一起来读，弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Let's read it together. Brother will read a verse, sister will read a verse.
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？”你念的是怎样呢？他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要写明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。”落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打得半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就往那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他。实心尚且用油和酒倒在他的伤处，高裹好了，扶他骑上自己的圣驴，带到殿里去照应他。第二天，拿出两千银子来交给店主，以且照应他。此外，所需要的费用，三个银子。你想，这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？说是怜悯他的，耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。”好，如果你有带圣经，不见得要盖起来啊。
If you have your Bible with you, keep this portion open.
啊，我们知道这个故事发生的时候是在耶稣正在讲话的时候。
We know that this story happened is when Jesus was speaking.
然后突然有一个人站起来。
And then all of a sudden, as Jesus was talking, the man stood up.
他问了一个耶稣，我问耶稣一个问题。
And then he asked Jesus a question.
而且 Campbell Morgan 弟兄告诉我们说，这个人在这里要试探耶稣，他的这个字是用一个。非常强烈的字在新约只出现过两次
and he says that this man wanted to come and test Jesus and this particular phrase test Campbell Morgan says only occurred twice in the New Testament it's a very strong word
非常恶意的非常挑衅的一个字
it's a word that is very malicious in nature
啊，他就说夫子我该做什么我可以承受永生
his teacher is what shall I do to inherit eternal life
你就发现耶稣在这里说律法上写的是什么
and so Jesus said to him what does the law say
然后你自己念的又是什么
And what is it that you have read of it?
弟兄姊妹，圣经写的是一件事，我们的领会又是另外一件事。
But the Bible can write something very specific, and our understanding may be something different.
所以有的时候我们听弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我们真的是很惊讶啊！哇，有这么多不同的讲法。
So when I hear brothers and sisters share on the scripture, I marvel sometimes. Well, there's so many different interpretation or at least understandings of it.
主耶稣问他说：“圣经怎么说？”
So Jesus says, "What does the word of God say?"
然后你自己的领会又是怎样
？And Jesus says, "What is your reading of it?"
哇，这个人圣经太熟了。
And this man knew the scripture very well.
他马上就说：“你要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，然后要爱你的邻舍如同自己。”
So he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself."
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，在过了一段时间，耶稣最后进耶路撒冷的时候，又有人起来试探耶稣，问耶稣说。诫命中最大的是哪一条
？And you'll discover that later on, as Jesus right before he entered Jerusalem, another person will rise up and ask Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment in the Bible?"
然后耶稣回答他什么
？And what did Jesus say to him?
一模一样的答案，对不对
？Exact same answer.
所以这个律法师的答案是一百分的。
So this answer is 100% correct.
所以主耶稣说，你说的是。
So Jesus said, "You said it very well."
所以他的答案是对的。
The answer is right.
啊，就的知识来说，他有知识。
And according to knowledge, you have it.
然而，就的启示，就的经历来说，他没有。
But concerning revelation and experience, he did not have it.
所以主耶稣说，你说的是，照着去做。
So Jesus said, "You said well. Now go and do."
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，这个主耶稣问说，不是这个人问说，怎么得永生？
And this person comes and asks Jesus, how shall I get eternal life?
你发现主耶稣没有直接回答他。
You notice Jesus did not reply to that specific question right away.
这是主耶稣很伟大、很智慧的地方。
And this is the wisdom of our Jesus.
他让他自己去回答。
He wanted him to answer himself.
他要让他自己去发现说他所认为的答案到底能不能让他得永生。
For him to discover for himself the answer that he concludes with, would it cause him to gain eternal life?
所以他马上几乎倒背如流地把标准答案讲出来了。
So immediately he gave the right answer.
耶稣说，你说的是，照着去做吧。
Jesus says, you said well, go and do accordingly.
这个人马上就知道That's impossible. 那是不可能。
And this man immediately understood and knew that this is impossible for him to do.
弟兄姊妹，我想问弟兄姊妹，有哪一个人觉得我们可以尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主，我们的神，然后爱别人如同爱自己
？I want to ask everybody here, which of you thinks that you can love the Lord your God with all of your strength, soul, and might?And then also love all your neighbors as yourself.
我发现我们的年轻孩子都很聪明，好，你们要不要给我举一些例子？爱别人如同爱自己。Give me some examples.
I discovered a lot of our young people are quite intelligent. You guys can come up with an example of how you love others as you love yourself. And there's only one response left on the table. Who gets that one?
家里面只剩下两个最爱吃的水果，一个烂掉了，一个不烂的，你挑哪一个
？There are two fruits that are left. One is bruised, all bruised up. So which one would you pick?
回到家里面，大家都很累了，然后整个 sink 里面都是没洗的碗，谁去洗
？And when you come home, everybody is exhausted, but the sink is full of dishes. Who's going to go wash it?
我们都喜欢别人夸奖我们，可是我们有没有夸奖过别人
？And we all like other people to say good things of ourselves, and do we say good things of others?
我们都不喜欢别人批评我们。论断我们，但是我们有没有就从来不去批评论断别人
？We don't criticize, we don't gossip. We don't like people criticizing or gossiping about us. But do we do the same towards others?
所以苏格拉底说，你自己讨厌的事情，决定不要，千万不要做到别人身上去。
Socrates says that those things that you hate, do not do unto others.
这个犹太人最有名的一个拉比黑莱尔，他也说啊，你这个会搅扰你的事情，不要去做到别人身上。
That's a very famous rabbi in the Jewish nation. That those things that bother you, don't do unto others.
请问孔老夫子说过什么
？What does Confucius say？
己所不欲，勿施于人，对不对？哈，你发现这些伟大的哲学家就是到此为止。
And all these philosophers, they come to the conclusion at these wonderful sayings.
那你说我们主耶稣说什么
？What does our Jesus say？
马太福音七章十二节，主耶稣说：“你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。”
Matthew 7:12 says, "Treat others as you want to be treated."
哪一个高级
？Which one is？
主耶稣讲的不光只是消极，你不喜欢的事不要做给别人。
Jesus doesn't only talk about the things you don't like to do.
主耶稣讲的更积极，对不起 ，sorry。
But the Lord Jesus is actually more active.
你希望别人怎样待你，你就怎样对别人。
How you want others to treat you, that's how you're going to treat others.
弟兄姊妹，你要发现要爱人如己是很不容易的事。
You discover to love others as you would love yourself is something that's very challenging.
不要说爱那个家伙要像爱我自己很难啊。
Not to say to love that particular guy, to love as I would love myself.
我想问问大家，我们爱耶稣有没有像爱自己
？I want to ask everybody, do you love Jesus as you would love yourself?
十一奉献都是有时像割肉要等很久哈。
Sometimes tithing is like cutting off our own flesh, and we have to wait a long time.
如果我们爱耶稣如同爱自己的话，就不会有这个痛苦。
But if we love Jesus as we will love ourselves, we wouldn't have this struggle.
礼拜四我有一个弟兄，他从外地来看我。
Thursday there was a brother who came to visit me from afar.
这个。我们谈起来一个我们共同认识的一个弟兄，姓苏，叫苏弟兄啊。
And we began to reminisce about a brother that we both knew.
他就跟我讲到这个苏弟兄，跟他有一次跟他们分享说，有一天晚上他做梦的时候。
And this brother shared with him that one night he had a dream.
他梦到在帮自己的这个墓碑要找一句话写墓志铭。
And he was dreaming that he was thinking about a phrase that he would put on the stonehead of his grave.
怎么这么年纪轻轻的已经开始想墓碑要写什么
？And he was quite young, and he was already dreaming about what he would put on the stonehead for his grave.
你们有没有想过墓碑要写什么
？Have you guys ever thought about what you would put on your grave?
没有哈。
Probably Probably not.
他就想了一句话，他就想说，这里躺着一个全心全意爱主的人。
And he thought that I would put down, here lies a man who loves the Lord with all his heart and all his soul.
他说没有想到，他才写完的时候，神就责备他。
And he discovered that as soon as he put those markings down, the Lord rebuked him.
他说就帮他改了，没有 rebuke 那么厉害了，就
to
correct 他。
The Lord corrected him.
就说你要再写说，在这里躺着一个愿意全心爱主的人。
So the Lord corrected what he put down and says, here lies a person who's willing to love the Lord with all his heart.
他就很蒙光照。
So he was really enlightened by the Lord.
他知道他自己还不是那样子一个人。
And he knew he wasn't a person as he thought he would be.
他不过是很愿意全心全意爱主，就是。
But a person who's very willing to love the Lord with all his heart.
弟兄姊妹啊，要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，要。爱你的邻舍如同自己，这是天然人没有一个人做得到的。
With all of your strength, soul, mind, and strength, is something that a natural man cannot do. To love the Lord that way.
所以主耶稣说，你如此行，就必得着。
And that's why the Lord says that if you go and do, then you will obtain it.
你这样行，你就会得到永生。
And if you do this, you will live. You will have eternal life.
千万不要误会了，主在这里是用律法主义啊。
And do not forget that the Lord actually is sticking to the letters of the law.
什么叫做律法？
What is the law?
律法主义就是说，你若如此行，你就会怎样怎样怎样。
So being legalistic is very conditional. If you do this, then this will happen.
那么什么叫做恩典？
What is grace?
就是你若得着的话。你就能如此行。
If you get it, then you are able to do it.
而神在基督里已经把一切都给我们。
And in Christ Jesus, our God has given us everything.
所以只要我们在信心里面愿意接受恩典的话
，By faith we want to receive His grace.
只要我们得到的话，我们就能如此行。
If we receive His grace, then we can do accordingly.
所以律法主义是讲到达到达到达到，你需要达到那样子，你需要那样子。
But being a legalistic, being according to the law, you have to attain, you have to attain. If you attain to it, then you can get it.
恩典是讲到得到得到得到，你若得到，你就能达到。
But grace says if you receive, you should be, if you receive, then you are able to get there.
所以律法主义是充满了救主。恩典是需要救主。救主就是专门。
So being legalistic, the religion has nothing but teachers, but.
但是恩典是讲救主，讲
Savior。
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是太大的不同。
This is two huge differences.
律法是要求，要求你要达到，你才能怎样
？So the law requires you to attain to a certain status before you can get anything.
恩典是讲到你需要救主，你得到了，你就能够达到。
But grace says you need a Savior. If you have the Savior, then you'll get there.
所以主耶稣在这里说，你如此行，这个行是对他是一面镜子。
So when the Lord Jesus says, do this and you will live, it's as a mirror that is in front of him.
律法是我们训蒙的师父，是要把我们引到基督面前的。
And law is our teacher to guide us to Christ.
它像一个镜子一样，照出我们的不行。律法是最显多。
The law is a mirror that tells you you cannot. It actually reveals the significance of the sin in your life.
为了要让我们知道自己不行，我们是个罪人，我需要救主，我需要恩典。
The purpose is so that you would know that I cannot do it on my own. I need grace. I need a savior.
我需要在恩典里得到了永远的生命，我才可能活出大诫命来。
I need to be able to lay hold of eternal life through grace, so that I can live out this great commandment.
所以大诫命其实是永远生命的一个明证。
And this great commandment is a clear proof of the eternal life within us.
因为永远生命的本质就是爱。
The nature of this eternal life is love.
约翰一书第四章，神就是爱。
First John tells us that God is love.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只有当我们接受主的时候，我们才可能有真正这样子的爱。
So, dear brothers and sisters, only when we receive the Lord can we truly have this kind of love.
啊，所以这个主耶稣在这里其实并不是故意找他麻烦，其实主耶稣在这点名他，要让他知道你不可能的。
So Jesus is not really giving him, it's not trying to give him a hard time, but to point to him, you are not able to.
因为这些律法师天天的指头都在指别人，教别人该怎样，该那样，该这样，你不可以这样。
Because these lawyers, every single day, they are telling others, you can't, you should not do this, you should not do this, you should not do that.
然后他们可以讲得头头是道，大诫命倒背如流，但是他们自己知道他决定做不到。
And they can speak the doctrine, they can speak the teaching so well, but inside of them they knew that they cannot do it.
所以你就的这个律法师问的问题跟主耶稣的回答应该到此就结束了。
And according to the question that this lawyer had asked the Lord and how Jesus responded, you think that it would come to a conclusion to this conversation?
因为律法师问的问题是说主，我当怎么做我可以承受永生。
But because the lawyer asked Jesus, what mustI do to inherit eternal life.
主耶稣回答说，你若如此行，就得永生。
So Jesus says, do this, then you will have life.
照理说这个故事应该结束了。
And so the story should end it right here.
但是你就发现这个律法师他心里面不服气。
But you discover that this lawyer, he was not subtle inside his heart.
底下接着讲到说，这个律法师要显明自己有理。
And so it says that this young lawyer wants to justify himself.
他就问了耶稣一个问题，他说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”
So he goes and asks Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
请问问这句话有什么意思
？And I want to ask you, ask everyone here, what is the purpose of this question?
难道他不知道他家的邻居是谁吗
？Does he not know who lives right next door to him?
你们知不知道你家邻居住的是谁
？Do you guys know who your neighbors are?
叫不出名字，至少知道是什么人吗
？If you don't know their name, at least you know what they look like, right?
那他为什么问这句话
？Why would this young man ask this question？
谁是我的邻舍？到底指的是什么？有没有人愿意回答
？Who is my neighbor？
这个问题是接着上一句来的，要爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
And this question comes from the response that to love your neighbor as yourself。
底下他接着问说：“那谁是我的邻舍
？”And then he asks, "Who is my neighbor?"
请问问这句话的 intention 目的是什么
？Do you know what is the intention of this young man's heart?
不要怕错。
Don't be afraid that you're wrong. Anybody have a guess?
我知道你们有答案的，教员。
谁
知道他？对，很好。谁知道我这样子爱他像我爱自己一样
？Our brother's response is, "Who is worthy of my love to love him as I would love myself?"
你们都太像耶稣了，是身藏不露，明明有答案都不讲。
You guys all like Jesus.
还有没有人有别的答案
？Anybody have any other thoughts?
James.
James.
啊？谁是我的？我是问他的目的，不是问他的态度。很好，哎。
He doesn't really want to care to love everyone. There's some people that he wants to prove to Jesus that he didn't want to love.
啊，这个可能也是他里面的一个态度啊。
Perhaps it is his attitude, his intent.
因为什么？我个人觉得他问这个问题。
And my thought is that when he asks this particular question.
当然，第一个就是我们弟兄说的，到底谁配得我这样子来爱他
？It's number one, who is worthy for me to love such a way?
配得我爱他，能够像我爱自己一样。
But to love him as I would love myself.
请问这个问题，大家如果要有人回答，你想天底下有哪一个人，今天你觉得你会爱他像爱自己
？And I want to ask everybody, think of a person right now that you're able to love as you would love yourself.
第二个。
Secondly,
他可能也有另外一个原因。
Perhaps he has another reason.
到底谁曾经这样爱过
？Who has loved me this way?
谁曾经把我当邻舍一样爱我，如同爱他自己一样
？Who has loved me as a neighbor as he would love himself?
这就是这个律法师心里面为了证明自己有道理，他问的这个问题。
And、this lawyer wants to prove that he is right, that these things don't exist, so he asks this question of Jesus.
为了这个问题，耶稣底下就讲出了这么美丽、这么生动、这么有智慧的一个比喻。
So at the asking of this question, Jesus gave a wonderful, wonderful answer.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。